Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Give a fuck how you feel, my nigga, because I'm feeling me. I'm geek, going off the top, canopy. I made a scene, cut my director's fee. Big walk, all my pockets lined with history. Ice-out Cardi's got bad bitches greeting me.
Yo, welcome back, SSID, episode 2, season 3. We back in this thing. It's your boy Van Red. Who is calling me? You see, we starting off on a bad note. All right, damn, who was calling me? Who was this? It's Tyra, stop calling me. All right.
Stop hitting my line, man.
Yeah. Boy Van Ray, we in here. Who else is in here? Let them know. Bernie Mac.
Yo, what's good? It's Bernie Mac. It's Burns now.
Oh, yeah, Burns. I forgot.
Bernie underscore Mac, M-A-C.
I ain't want to disrespect your AKA.
Burns now. It's not Bernil no more. It's not Bina. It's not none of that.
The artist. Burns. The artist formerly known as Bernie Mac. but we in here. We joined by our very special guest, man.
Word.
He from the town. You got it. You know what I mean? He's doing a lot of things. I don't even, you know when people call themselves Renaissance men?
Yeah.
And they be capping? This is really a real Renaissance guy right here.
Man,
he do everything, y'all, man. So we got one take caught up in here.
Shit, one OTC in the building, man. Was good, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all feeling?
Yes, sir. Yo, got a funny story, right? So You hit me up maybe like 2-3 weeks ago to get on the podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
Before then, maybe a few days before then, I don't know if you know Aunt Pablo.
Yeah, I know Aunt Pablo.
Aunt Pablo was like, yo, could we work together? So he was like, yo, you know Carter? Yo, you got to have him on the podcast. You know how he talk, right?
I fucking love Aunt Pablo. That's my guy.
Yeah, so he was like, yo, you got to have him on. So, and then, hey, there you go. Shout out to Aunt.
That's my slime, man. Von 9, all the homies.
Yeah, that's my slime.
Real shit.
But yo, man, so what are you up to, man? How you feeling today in the wake
yo,
up?
Yo, bro, I'm all over the place, bro. Like, in a good way, though. Like,
it's a lot going on.
It's a whole lot
going on,
bro.
The beef patty.
Patty, the long drive.
Previous to being here, man, I fucking had like Rasta pasta and a beef patty.
It's a good day.
From the Jamaican flavors on the ad. Like,
Oh, yeah.
When you go off the Cali block and go into the little strip mall. Bro, in a coma for like the last 3 hours. but I'm chilling, man.
Yeah,
always
man.
Chilling.
So we here, man. So, all right. So you from the town.
We
got to start here. Ask a very important question, man. Prestos or Geno's?
Prestos,
man. Now, come on, that's Slime. I'm not respecting that, bro.
Geno's have a good they have a good Caesar salad slice.
Bro, we was raised off the Geno's pack.
Yeah, Geno's is when you knew you had like $2 left in your pocket.
Yeah. Geno's is
but if you was splurt, yo, if you
before,
had bread on you.
Before I even knew of Prestos, Geno's was the spot.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Then, like, you put them just.
You came up.
Compare Prestos.
You was coming. You came up, you went to Prestos.
But you know about coming home from Union at High, you got the big Crips outside of Geno's, and you had to get you a slice.
Hey,
you can't disrespect the Lokes.
The whole street was right there in front of the
everybody from the hills.
The whole hills.
Yep, yep.
I'm from the dark. I ain't know if we was valid over there.
Yeah.
That's probably why I fuck with Presto.
You was good in Presto. The dark was always good in Presto. The dark in the north was always good in Presto.
I was always Gucci. I was a skater, so it was always love and shit.
Yeah. But like, You was always good. You, like, I'm the first time I ever seen you, I remember this because I remember you and Tony was sharing a locker, right?
Word, facts.
So I came up. I was cool with Tony, so I came into the locker and I was like, "Damn, that's a nice ass jacket." And you said, "Yo, that's mine." it was like a Raiders joint, bro.
Word, I had a Raiders starter jacket.
Yeah, bro. I remember that. Yo, tell them to stop blowing up my line.
You got the Jones, bro.
Nah, I wish. Ain't it? But so. All right, we're going to talk about a lot, but first I'm going to talk about your music, bro. So,
oh, man, let's do it.
How long you been making music, man? Because I got a Deathstock Carnival Life CD. Wow. I ain't even touched yet.
I got like three of them shits left somewhere.
I don't got the physical copy, but I dead want the physical. I remember that shit was in Cherry physical. Valley, bro.
Word.
And the stickers and all, yo, all
you
that
strapping,
shit.
You was trapping them out by hand,
I
too.
I got it on iTunes, but I need the physical copy. You still got a physical copy?
I still got a couple, down, bro. I got you, bro.
All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying? The price might have went up a little bit.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
They're not 10, they 12.
I need the tax now on them.
It's like, nah, but shit, bro. I started recording music. I've been rapping since I was like 5, 6.
Right.
I started recording music in like 7th grade. Mm-hmm. You know that they had a community center in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
It was me when Zell Omar was Young DC.
Oh, yeah.
Me, Young DC, and Johnny Juice, he's the DJ. He was the DJ for Public Enemy back in the days.
Right.
So he'd be recording us or whatever. It was me, him. Flop Prince,
shout out to
Pete Black,
yo, shout out to Pete Black,
like,
shout out to
all Prince. Being in Angel Mel, man, RP Mel's team, RP crazy, Mel's, man. Yeah. And I was there recording, and then I was like, man, this shit is like Johnny Juice was always on my ass about recording,
right?
Like, he just make me feel uncomfortable. Like, man, I'm out of here, fuck this, man.
Yeah,
I'm skateboarding,
yeah, like, I'm off this, I'm gonna do something,
and then high school,
go to Smith Street or something,
well, I'm going to Smith, man. High school, man, niggas did the fucking rap battles at Advantage.
Yep, yep,
and I was like, all right, you know, let's do it because I'm disrespectful. So let's see what we can do with this shit.
Niggas were getting mad at that, though. Like, it was like kind of like
rap
battles. They got a little personal sometimes.
Got a little intense in there.
Yeah. Like, even with Matt, when I was younger, them niggas, they were the coolest ones because they had recording studios and stuff.
Word.
They were recording.
It was really recording back
him
then.
And his brother. And so I was like, damn, these niggas on. Like, they really really in the studio doing what
that's
they got to do. He's a rapper. He got songs. He shutting down MySpace.
Real shit.
Yeah. So,
shit, like 12th grade, like right after 12th grade, man, me and a couple of the homies, we was unexpected company.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, yo, let's really do it. I had a laptop. I was recording all the homies.
Yeah, I had a run, bro.
Videos. We was killing shit.
Had a run. Like,
videos was lit. It was in the Jeep, shit. All that.
Bro, right, it's kept. Y'all had a run.
Bro, we was shooting videos, bro. Me and Adriana. Adriana fucking, I probably, she worked at Urban.
Oh, okay. Say that.
Fucking Adriana would shoot my videos, bro. I fucking, we shoot for like 3-4 hours. I come home at 12 a.m., bro. Fucking edit to like 12 in the afternoon.
Right.
Be dead the next day, but I'll show the homies, like, look what we did yesterday.
Yeah, but we got this. Yeah.
Word, bro. Just keep going with it.
Dedicated. Yeah. Love to see
I've been
it.
On Facebook, they used to go crazy with the shares. Not before shares were really bothering everybody. Was really
yo, share this.
Yeah, share this, yeah.
Word, man. It was like, yo, I'm about to go to Howard. I told the homies, like, I'm going to Howard. Yo, we got to keep this shit going.
Right.
And I went to Howard, and I was coming back and forth. And it was hard to get everybody together, man.
Yeah,
but
it's hard after high school to keep the team together. Yeah.
So after Howard, when I was there, I started recording on my own shit. And I was like, I'm going to take it seriously. Whether y'all want to do it or not, I still want to do this shit.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
love, you know. But I love this shit. And it's kept going.
All right, so can we talk about Howard? How was it, like, because I wanted to go to Howard bad, right? Howard, I got accepted.
Facts.
I got accepted in everything. But my mom's like, y'all.
It's too much money.
I don't want you to go to HBCU. I want you to have a ride. Oh, right?
Man.
I was tight. So I was tight, bro. Like, I was hurt.
Loved Howard,
yeah,
bro.
How was Howard, bro?
Howard was like, well, first off, the baddest African-American women.
D.C.
D.C., bro.
Stamp.
Chocolate City,
I tell
bro.
People this all the time.
I
they don't
baddest.
Understand.
And I went there with my fucking girlfriend at the time. Like, that fucking idiot.
Man,
but
happens.
Trust me, I definitely went back.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to double back
business.
On the joint. You got to double back on the joint.
Word. Everything
both
I missed.
To the beach.
I didn't really miss nothing. But it was definitely a really great experience. It was a lot of black empowerment. Mm-hmm. But it was also like going to Hempstead High
because
administration was just trash.
Yeah.
It was always an issue. But the thing was, when I was at Howard, bro, I was up like 20,000, like
right.
from a fucking accident when I was a kid. So I just turned 18.
Mm-hmm. So you had some bands.
My parents had fucking just split, and nobody was paying me no attention. So it was like,
oh
I was up.
That's like a teenage dream.
It was, key, it was like, cool. Yeah, like, it was like, yo, bro, I was the flyest fucking. I had every starter jacket, every pair of Jordans.
Yard fest going crazy.
I was fly as shit, bro. And fucking Howard would hit me and be like, all right, we need 4,000 by today. I'm like, all right, swipe.
No problem.
All right, we need another three bands.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, cool. Yeah. Swipe. I'm coming home every weekend. That shit started to drop.
Jacking up.
I'm like,
meals, nah, gotta eat.
Out of here. Fuck out of here.
Gotta eat.
But yeah. Word. That shit was fun, though, man.
Yo, hey, shout out to Rose Bar. Yeah, I know the DC U Street on that.
Or Ben's Chili Bowl.
Ben's Chili, all that. Yeah, man. Dang, I wanted to go to Howard so bad, bro.
I only went to the homecoming once, but I don't even really remember shit because
you were sourced.
Yeah. That too.
All right, so when you came back home, like, what was your plan? Did you have anything going forward, or you just was coming home to?
I was just like, I'ma just come home and keep being One Take Carter. Like, right, just keep seeing what the fuck I could do with this shit.
Right.
I knew I could shoot music videos because I took classes for that shit when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, let's just keep going. I didn't really have a plan.
Right, right.
It was just more so like, yo, I'm a rapper now. I met ASAP and Kendrick in the same night.
Right.
Like in like 2011.
That's what's up.
And I was like, all right, I'm rapping now. Like that was when I was like,
yeah, I was like, I'm doing this. I'm doing this for real. Yeah.
Mad love. It was at Sneaker Pimps.
Yo, I was there, Slum. Because we was on the balcony.
Exactly.
And then Mos Def was right there, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And fucking my aunt worked for like Foot Locker at the time, like in the administration office and shit. And had backstage passes, met Kendrick.
That was a crazy show. Because that was like...
That was like fucking Section 80.
Section 80. Word. And then ASAP, right when Peso dropped.
Golden right hour. When Peso dropped. So he's not even like booming crazy outside
tape,
of New York.
The tape is out and Peso's out. He's out of here, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's still here.
Yeah.
So he was on stage, on the side of the stage while Kendrick is performing. He ain't even performing nothing. He's just on the side of the stage cooling.
Right. Yeah.
That shit was crazy, bro.
Who else was there? Was Flocka there too? I feel like it was like Flocka...
It was somebody
Jim
else
Jones.
There.
Jim
it was,
Jones.
It was somebody else there.
It was like a crazy little rap show. It was like right at Urban Plaza. Yo.
Facts. Yep. Super facts, bro. Yeah. That shit changed my life that night. I was like, I'm rapping, bro.
That was a crazy.
From that I still got footage. I'm take that shit seriously.
I met fucking Kendrick in the back. I'm like, yo, because I was a huge Schoolboy fan, too. My brother was bumping them since like 09.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, where's Schoolboy Q at? He's like, he's in Compton working on his project.
Yeah, that's how I get yourself, too. That's exactly how you sound.
Took a picture with him. I'm going down the steps. I run into all the ASAP dudes, but not Rocky. So this is like the dudes, like main attractions. This is like them, but this is not even, this is like the old ASAP crew.
Yeah.
But it's not Rocky. So I'm like, yo, when we get downstairs, I can get a picture with y'all. They're like, yeah. I go outside, I see Rocky and a crowd of people around him. I just got through the crowd right away.
Yeah.
Yo, Rocky, I get a picture with you. He's like, yeah, come through. Took one picture, it was blurry. My aunt took the picture. So the second picture, he puts his middle finger up. I put my middle finger up.
Yeah.
My aunt's taking the fucking picture. Yeah, but she let it rock. She ain't say nothing.
Yeah.
Took the picture. He starts walking away. I'm like, oh, my niggas rock gold teeth. He's like, you already know me.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, son, I'm rapping.
Yeah. I need this experience, bro. Right.
Like, nah. He had the grills. He had the camo jacket on.
Oh, yeah. I remember, but the Timbs and all that.
I'm like, nah.
That was a good time.
You doing this shit.
So let's fast forward a little bit to Carnival Life, bro. What was it like putting that project together, man?
Like, it was hell.
How did it start? What was your initial thoughts putting that together?
My initial thoughts is really just what it always is, which is create from real shit that's going on.
Right.
So, like, I was messing with somebody new, came back from Howard.
Mm-hmm.
I had my Jeep Wrangler.
Everybody know about the legendary Wrangler.
The legendary Wrangler, the black Wrangler.
You pulled to every function in Uniondale. The Wrangler outside. Wrangler
the
you know who's there. You know who's there. The dark is here. the whole dark side is here, bro.
So I had my Wrangler. I had a little drink from Brooklyn I was fucking with at the time. Shout out to Bree Bliss. That's the homie.
Okay. Shout out to her.
Okay.
Fucking, and I was just recording what I was going through, bro. I was back home, and then that back home love, it ain't the same no more.
Nah.
Once high school's over, the love at the crib is not the same.
It's different,
son.
Bro.
It's like you're just a nigga around the house.
Yeah, you used to be just a leash at that point. They're like, damn, nigga with the job. You put that on.
And bro got kicked out, messing with somebody new, ended up moving in with Shorty after like a few months. Oh, wow. It was weird.
Hold on, sidebar. How was that, bro?
Bro.
Just on the move.
I'm living with a girl and her moms. I knew them. I knew the girl since May. I knew her mom since June. I moved in July.
That's crazy.
And in an apartment in Brooklyn, her mom works overnight. Mm. So we lit at night. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Yeah.
But then it's like...
On the wake up.
It's on the wake up, it's like, all right, it's cool. You know, first few months, we cooling. And then after a while, you start living with somebody, y'all start bumping heads.
Clash, yeah.
Exactly.
Leaving but your stuff in certain places.
But, it was all love. Like, her mom's like, fixed my fucking, my Jeep after it got fucked up.
Boy, that's crazy.
She threw me a band. Like, after a week after I moved in, she threw me a band. Like, yo, go get your car fixed. I don't know this lady.
Yeah,
I'm like,
crazy.
What the fuck?
Shout out to her. Shout out to moms.
Shout out to Bree's moms.
Shout out to moms.
Real
for
shit.
Real,
like,
for real,
reviving the Jeep.
But it was like, literally, bro. I was working at the carnival, and like before I even lived with her, what was going on was I was working at the carnival, bro, and I was that dude at the carnival. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had my shades on, mad little kids come up to me, you look like a Mon Shumpert. I'm like, nah, I'm going to take Carter. Check out Bang Bang on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Shump was that guy, though. That was like
fucking
early Shump run.
Shump, yeah. Early Shump, Nick Shump.
Yeah.
Shump
was
the man.
That would have been, an ill like commercial or promotion for his album, too.
Bro, I get off work, bro. I'm trying to call the homies and see where I'm living at. Like, trying to, for the night, like, where I'm sleeping at, what I'm eating.
What can I do? Yeah.
And that's what I was writing about, like, what I'm going through. Like, she was crazy.
Where were you recording at?
I was recording at, what's it called? I can't even think of the. It was in Freeport, my man Rob's studio in Freeport. I was recording there.
Oh, the shit right there. The train.
In the village?
Yeah.
It's right across from Long Island Railroad.
Mm-hmm. I was recording
where the 7-Eleven is.
All right. Yeah.
But her, bro, that album was like, I was literally like on my last of my bread, on my last of like everything. It's like, yo.
But you hear that hunger in the project. Like,
word,
it comes across like, yo, like, I want this shit. Like, you
real
know,
shit.
You hear it. You
and
hear
one,
it.
One thing I like about Malcolm's music is it's really him.
Yeah. It's like,
you don't try to be nobody else.
I ain't trying
like,
to be, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say
it's
I killed 100 niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. I will try to empower people, motivate them, because I'll use my music as motivation. Like, that's really what it was for.
Right.
Like, this music is gonna keep me going. And in the same, it might keep somebody else going.
Yeah.
Right. That's all, it's hidden messages in all my music, but they're for me.
Yeah.
Because I might not
I'm
feel that way later.
I'm just sharing it with the world.
Word.
Yeah. Type. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I might not feel this way later. Or let me get myself out this slump now. When I hear it later, if I ever get to this place again, I'll pick myself up automatically. Like,
right.
So that's what it was.
So what was the, how did you feel about the feedback? Like, what was the feedback
it was
like?
Mad love.
Yeah,
bro.
That's all. People all I seen was people posting it.
Carnival life went crazy when it came.
Bro,
out.
Y'all keep talking, but I might still have this shit on my.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely isn't. Oh, I'm about to re-release it.
Nah.
So I'm re-releasing Carnival Life on Apple Music and shit like that. I'm about to do a whole rollout for it and shit.
Yeah.
But bro.
Nope.
Oh, it's still
there? It's in my library.
Oh, you bought it. Oh, yeah, so you still got it.
Yeah, you got it.
It's not even on there.
There you go. I mean,
they can't zoom in.
New shit.
But word, like, man, the feedback was crazy. A couple people told me I saved their lives. Like, all type of crazy shit. I'm like, what?
It's a really good project, bro. Like,
saving my life.
And so, you know how most people be like, oh, yeah, I fuck with music. Nah, bro, I really like fuck with your music.
Appreciate that, bro. Real rap. Yeah.
Jeep, panties. I remember
some
all this
clap.
Shit.
And this is real shit. Like, I'm really driving from Uniondale or from Bayshore, bro. I was staying at Bayshore sometimes. From Bayshore to Brooklyn to go mess with this girl. Like,
That's crazy.
And this joint is something I can keep.
She
little tight deep. I'm putting miles on my Jeep.
That's
like,
a fact.
My shit was really going through it.
The legendary Jeep, bro. Dark Side Mobile, bro.
Word, bro.
All right, so, what about film? The acting thing, man.
Ooh.
Yo, bro, because I'm watching She's Gotta Have It, right? I'm literally just watching the show.
I didn't even know that.
So
that's
watching the show. They get to the Prince thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right, cool little scene, you know what I mean? Nola looking good. And then I say, oh!
I know him!
I was like, oh, shit. I had to pause it, run that back. I was like, oh, that's my nigga.
Yeah.
Now I go on your IG. I'm like, oh, all right. That's it.
Yeah.
I was in.
Yo, that shit was crazy, bro. That's like a dream, damn it. Even though it was a little clip for me, it's like, I love Spike Lee shit.
Yeah.
Like, as a filmmaker, not even as an actor, filmmaker. Like, I'm like, I study him as a kid. Like, you'll see a lot of my music videos, even the Tokyo Shit Show skits, they look kind of like Spike Lee-ish, and it's like I went to Howard because Ernest Dickerson was the film teacher there. Ernest Dickerson's his cameraman. Like, literally, that's like part of me.
So that's how I feel about. See, we on the same level with Spike. Spike's like one of my heroes.
Exactly,
you know?
Real rad.
What's your favorite Spike movie?
Do the right thing.
What about you, Benet? What's your favorite Spike movie?
It might be the same thing.
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
I fuck with Crooklyn, bro.
Crooklyn's fire. Crooklyn's up there.
I seen Crooklyn. Oh, Clockers. I forgot he made that.
Yeah.
He got a lot of movies, man. But
word, he got some fire. Malcolm X is the shit.
Malcolm X, classic.
Black Klansman. I still ain't see Black Klansman. I ain't had the time, bro. I haven't been watching TV like that.
It's good, bro. It's good.
I'm trying to be on it.
It's good as hell, bro.
I heard it was fire, though.
But the thing I love about Spike is the way he shoots black people, bro. It's so authentic, especially in New York. Even the way he shoots New York is just like nobody can do it like that.
And, bro, it was culture for us. You know what I'm saying? We growing up in the 90s watching what he's doing. As it's happening, like we learn from that swag, everything.
Just seeing pride in where you're from, bro. Yeah, like you know, so I feel like a lot of things in New York is kind of lost that a little bit because like gentrification and just people just moving in from different places, and other people having to move out because of that. It's like kind of like stripped away what New York is and was, you know.
Real shit.
But I feel like when you watch a Spike movie, you feel like it takes you right back to that place.
That same place, bro. It's a long time coming, bro. Because I remember the year before, 2017, bro. Me, my little brother, and T Brown, man. R.P. T Brown. We was at the Spike Lee Michael Jackson block party, and I seen Guru, Jay-Z's engineer, in the crowd. Nobody knows who Guru looks like.
Yeah, he looked like a regular dude.
I know what Guru looks like. I'm one of the niggas, like, I'll point out, I know who everybody looks like. So I'm like, yo, that's Guru.
Yeah.
T's like, yo, go talk to him. Went over there. I'm like, yo, Guru, my name is Wante Carter. Yo, can I get your email? I'll make some dope music. I'll send you something. He's like, all right, bet. I gave him my phone. Soon as I give him my phone, I hear somebody like, yo. I look. It's Spike Lee. He's standing on the stage. He's probably about 20 feet away from me.
That's crazy.
He's like, yo, you. I'm like, me? He's like, you.
Yeah.
I'm like, me. He's like, you. And my homie's like, yo, he's talking to you.
He's talking to you, bro.
Guru's laughing. Guru has my phone in his hand. Yeah. Spike Lee's calling my name, bro. Music and fucking film, bro.
What do you do?
I'm in the middle, losing my shit. Like, is he talking to me? So I'm walking over to him slowly.
Right.
He's like, the shoes. I had on orange and blue. He's like, give me your shoes. I take off my shoe, I give it to him. He signs one. Give me the other one. I had a Mets jersey on, bro, and the blue ones. I never forget it.
Yeah.
Sign the other one.
That's dope.
Like 10 months later, they got a casting call thing going out.
Right.
I walk in, me and Bam went. I walked in, and they were like grabbing, like out of nowhere, just pointing to people. You go over there. And we had to give in like pictures or whatever.
Right.
And somebody said they seen him point to me. Somebody told me like they seen him point to me, whatever. And I wore the shoes, of course.
Yeah. You have to.
Of course, wore the shoes. Fast forward, bro. Early in the morning, I'm on set. It's like 5 in the morning, bro. I walk past Spike, bro. He's barking on somebody.
Yeah.
Get the fucking wireless boom mic, not the plugin mic. I'm like, oh shit, I'm here right now.
And it's surreal, bro. I'm on the set of a Spike Lee production.
I'm on the set, bro. Like, what the fuck? And then you had to wear purple.
Yeah.
Only purple shit I had was chilling sweats and a chilling t-shirt I had.
Right, right.
And they was trying to change my outfit. And I was like, nah, I don't like it. Nah, I don't like it. I was trying to get that chilling
shirt
on there. And that shit is definitely on there,
Yeah, it's
too,
on
bro.
There because I seen the merch. I was like, oh, I hate
free marketing right like there.
Hell yeah. So that was a blessing, man.
You got to put them Jones back
out.
Shout
out my nigga Jesus.
Big homie Jesus.
Real shit,
you
got to
put that purple chilling out. We need that shit. You might need that
real,
back. You know what I mean?
Real rap, bro. I do.
So what about Last OG, bro? How'd that go?
So this agency hit me. I got typecasted. So the dude was like, all right, we need some niggas from the 80s. Right? Like, we need Spike from the 80s. Word. I'm like, all right, cool. So I didn't know which. So usually you don't know what show it is. Or you might know what show it is, but you don't know what the scene is or anything until you get there. So they styled me. Like, when I got there, it was in Harlem. I don't know who we shooting with or anything.
Right.
They got us waiting in a gym for like 10 hours, bro. Like, in our clothes, sitting there all day, bro. Like, 12 at night, they start shooting.
Yeah, the set thing is kind of always wild.
The set thing is crazy, bro. Like, I've been in a couple. Like, they don't let you know shit. Like, so we went in there, bro. Barbershop. Fucking Rakim is in there. It's only like 4 other dudes in there. So to be part of SAG, you need 3 waivers.
And
when you have, to get a waiver, it's a back, like, I'm part of a background acting agency. And to get a waiver, you have to be in like a scene where there's only a few people. So in that scene, for that, I got a waiver for it. That was fucking cool.
That's dope.
But like,
that's a nice little notch on the belt,
real
right
shit.
There. Yeah.
But like, with the background acting shit, is sus. You got to be on point because they might not tell you what scenes you in. Like, I was in this. I'm in this other joint called Tell Me a Story, but you really can't see me, and it's a club scene.
Right.
They're like, yo, post-apocalyptic club scene. You could wear leather. You could, you know what I'm saying? Dress like Mad Max.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I never watched Mad Max, but I knew of it real quick, like on some California Love type shit.
Yeah, right.
So I came through.
That's funny how you put two and two together.
Facts. Like, I'm like, all right, Mad Max, California Love.
Right.
Came through with leather jacket on, whatever. They're like, all right, cool. They put me on like a purple, they had like a purple t-shirt under my leather jacket. I'm like, all right, whatever. I had a chilling headband on. I'm like, all right, cool. I got something chilling on promo, whatever. Yeah. Bro, like walk into the club, bro. It's dudes with like patent leather drawers on, fucking big ass leather boots, hanging in cages, swinging they beef. I'm like, nah, I'm in the cut, bro. I'm like, nah, bro. Whole shoot, I'm with a shorty the whole time. Like, nah, they trying to sell. They trying
it's
to
a get fact.
Catch me out here looking crazy. Yeah.
That see Malcolm in the joint with the chilling joint on. Like, oh,
nah, my man, like, yo, I sad, oh, that's not my man. Like, I'm gonna act like I ain't even seen him.
I'm in the cut in that one. Like, I'm like, nah, I ain't even put that out there. Like,
put that one in his pocket.
I was not there, homie.
That's fire though.
That shit's cool though, bro.
So when you create a lot of shit, so it's like, what is your process like? Because you do so much, so it's like, when you wake up in the morning, like on a create day, because you know you have day section. I'm creating some shit today.
Like,
so it's like, how do you decide which way to go? Like, I want to do this today, or maybe I want to shoot a movie or whatever, you know?
So I'll like actually, I'll hit, like, usually how it happens is I'll have an idea, and I treat it like an emergency. I don't really like waiting on anything I got in my head. Like, any ideas I came up with, I really usually shoot them right away. Right. Like, even the knockout joint y'all seen, I came outside.
That shit is hilarious. Go watch that, please.
Bro, it's a knockout. Talk Your Shit show, y'all.
Oh, we gonna talk about that, too. We gonna talk about Talk Your Shit.
But it's usually, like, whatever I'm feeling. I don't really try to force it. When I try to force it, it never comes out right.
Right.
But, like, for example, I might go see somebody, right? Might go to Brooklyn and go see somebody. On the way back, I'm on my phone listening to beats on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'll start writing a song. Next thing you know, I'll go home and record it a few days later.
Right.
That's that release.
That's just like, oh, yeah.
I threw that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it happens. Yeah. I would just wake up. All right, that's how I feel like.
Do you like holding music? Because I know some artists that like hold on and let it go.
I got a good 40 songs niggas haven't heard yet.
Just in the tuck, just in case.
And I'm like, what it is now, after you doing it for a while, you don't want to just throw shit out to throw it out. You kind of want to make sure it has a rollout. Right. You want to make sure. Yeah, you want to make sure it gets heard and people are fucking with it versus just tossing out. I can do that, but I don't like
when
my shit
when it sit right with me.
Instagram moment. See, like, I feel like my shit's bigger than that.
See, I don't mind when artists do that, but at the same time, when they put them same songs back on the album, that's annoying.
I can get that.
It's
that
like the throwaways, and then it's like, damn, I hear this on the album. Like, yo, but you a whole 3 months late.
Yeah, removed from that.
Yeah.
That bothers you?
Just gotta make it a bonus track.
I make sure I don't do that.
Make it a bonus track, bro.
Or just put maybe one or two tracks out just to tease niggas, and then on the album don't have that shit.
Don't have them on there.
But we could still, if we wanted to, we could still play that hot shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'll be trying to see like what everybody else like. What would you like for me to do? Because I usually be like, I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks.
I'm not going to force that on you. That if you just want to do that, that's cool.
Nah, but like I like to know for feedback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I like to be surprised. Mm-hmm. So if there's some shit that don't know, like, I wouldn't think Malcolm would drop. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Maybe some singing shit or like some like shit.
Singing back.
Yo,
I don't know what's going on.
That
summer.
Yo, drop. Bro. Yeah, then I want to hear that.
I'm in line.
Feel me? So put out the rap shit. Like, put out two or three rap songs just to tease niggas. And then on the album, like, oh, this is totally different than what he was like teasing us with. You feel me?
For me, I just like the visuals, bro, because you always come with a solid visual. So I like just had the visuals for me. That's all I really need. Like,
oh man, I got a movie coming out, man. Like, I got a movie coming out. I got a bigger surprise for Netflix coming out real soon. I can make that announcement.
Yeah,
I got a dope coming right now, man. Something super like crazy. Like,
all right, just make sure when you know the exclusive. We get the exclusive.
I can't even talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
But bro, I love visuals. Like, that was like a huge thing for me. Like, all right, like even in school, like, bro, I went to Long Island High School of the Arts, and I was a film major there and shit, bro. Like, I just love music videos. But I love, if you notice, a lot of my music videos look cinematic.
Yeah, that's what and that's always been like that. Even when you was like younger, bro, like it stood out.
Yeah, because I learned how to make movies. I learned how to make music videos. Yeah. So it's like everything has to have like a movie like kind of look to it.
Yeah, like
feel. So it's like it's telling the story too.
Yeah,
and it fits the song. Yeah. I think that'd be the issue with a lot of music videos now. It's just like you don't fit the song.
Nah, it's just niggas.
It'd just be a green screen.
Oh yeah, somebody like, with the chopper, but he's singing about "I Love You, Girl." Like, you know, I don't know if this goes, bro. Might be a little contrast going on there, bro. But
I ain't mad at niggas though, bro.
Yo, you gotta get it how you live.
You gotta have a chopper, son.
I probably come in the label deal, chopping the video. Yeah. Right, you know, but all right, so Talk Your Shit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the funniest shows out there. How did that...
Facts.
Ooh, how was that created? Where did that come from?
Like, yo. All right, so real quick backstory, bro. 2010, I took my first film class ever. I'm in 10th grade. Bam is in 12th grade.
Right.
Me and Bam don't really know each other like that. Or shout out my brother Bam, man. VCS Bam. He's in 12th grade. Kwame is in 12th grade.
Right.
I went to class, bro. Every time I went to class, they were in there bugging out. Like, I'm talking about fucking... I remember Kwame coming into class, North Carolina, no shirt on, bro. Swinging his shirt around, wilding. Bam, sitting in class, fuck you. Did you look at him? Oh, nothing. Like, wilding, bro. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I have to go to class to see what they're about to do today. Yeah, like, that was like it. But I got into film in the process.
Right, right.
And I loved, like, me and B became friends in that class, but, like, we never were super duper close.
Right.
We always, every time we see each other, mad love. What up, bro?
Bye,
he was like big. He was like big homie to me in middle school, in high school. Yeah.
That's so a lot of those, and like especially in Uniondale, bro. Like I used to look up to the like the older dudes because like damn, like when I was in ninth grade, like damn, these niggas always got fly Nike black basketball sneakers. So that's the one thing I always remember. Like
real shit.
They always looked out though, like the old
mad cool. He's just mad cool.
Yeah.
Fucking what? 8 years later, he hits me up. Yo, bro, can you shoot my son's birthday party? I'm like, hell yeah, bro. Like, yeah. Like, how much you gonna charge me? I'm like, yo, charge you this. Let's do it. At the party, shoot it. He's like, yo, I got an idea for a show, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna do, like, a show. We do skits, and we do this, and we do that. I'm like, bro, you don't even know. Like, you're one of the reasons I even do film.
Right.
Like,
you kept me coming to that class.
You kept me coming to that class, bro. Mm-hmm. And, like, I took that shit seriously after that. Like, there wouldn't be no One Take Carter videos.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be... nothing,
nothing
with
I'm
that aspect of it,
yeah,
like
yeah.
on that film side,
yeah.
if it wasn't for you wilding in that class, yeah. like
for keeping you going,
you don't even know that.
Yeah, yeah,
let's do it, bro. Like, let's. I've been waiting for somebody to tell me some shit like this. That's serious,
right,
bro? I grabbed one day. He pulled up to the crib. I grabbed a camera. We put it in the car, bro. Been on the roll since. It's been like
that shit is funny. Every time y'all post like a skate on Instagram, bro, I be dying.
Nah, good
like,
looking, bro.
They're so funny, bro.
Thank you, bro. For real, for real. Nah. Yo, fucking. Wild motherfucker, bro. Like,
he's the funniest, bro.
He don't give a fuck.
My boy with the bulletproof. Yo, he have the bulletproof vest.
Yo, bro.
Hilarious.
I don't know, bro. These ideas just come out of nowhere. Like, we'll be sitting, like, we were in our security guard uniforms.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting in my house in our security guard uniforms about to shoot Top Flight skits.
Mm.
And he's sitting there, he's falling asleep. And I was editing another video. And he's sleeping. I'm like, yo, wake up, Bulletproof Bam. Because he had on the security uniform. Wake up, Bulletproof Bam. And Jordan was there, my boy Red Jordan. Shout out Red Jordan. He's our cameraman for the show.
Shout out to Finny.
Word. So I look, me and Jordan looked at each other like, Bulletproof Bam, that's a whole character
that's
right
a
there.
That's a whole character right there, bro.
Fucking, yo, I'm in here, my nose is leaking like I sniff white. Like,
I'm fucking sick. Allergy season.
Word. But yo, the ideas just come out of nowhere and we just, all right, let's get it right now. Like, let's do it ASAP.
How long does it take to shoot those? Like,
like that foot joint, that joint, the Any Mini Money Mo.
Yeah, yeah.
That probably took like 45 minutes to an hour to shoot.
Oh, wow.
And like maybe an hour to edit.
That ain't bad. I thought it would take way longer than that.
Yeah, we quit with it. Like,
it looks like it would take way longer. Like, oh, yo, we got to come back. We here for a few hours.
And
now.
The other thing is like we all, like before B was just an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I knew how to do the film shit, but I can't, if I'm in it, I can't like
direct,
shoot it.
Yeah,
I can direct it. I can't shoot it. So Red Jordan, he turned into a videographer. I'm a videographer. B's been a videographer now for over a year.
Yeah, yeah.
So the other day we shot that shit like, yo,
yeah, you should like this. I got,
boom, 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 we passing each other the camera. Let's do this.
Right, right.
Quick. I seen Turb sitting down at Smith Street.
Yeah,
Kyle was supposed to be in it.
Oh, yo, y'all got to put Kyle in one, bro. Y'all got to put Kyle
I seen Turb, like, yo, Turb, pull up. He was like, let's get it. I got to get knocked out. I'm like, everybody's getting knocked
everybody.
Out.
Everybody. No exceptions here. Everybody getting
knocked out. Bro, I love that shit.
Nah, that's fire, man. So, all right, bro, we're going to jump right into the show now, man. It's good talk,
let's
bro.
Get it, man. Appreciate all right, you.
So, like every other episode, we're going to talk about what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. It could be anything, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start it off, or can I go first? Or how you want to do it?
You can go first.
All right, I'll go first when I'm not feeling. Let's get all the way negative. Shout out to Vince Staples. Miserable people, bro. It's a lot of miserable people out here, bro.
Like,
I just been dealing with people lately, and it's like, yo, just mad for no reason, bro. Like, I ain't do nothing to you, just mad at the world. Like, I had a tweet the other day. Somebody tweeted that, Drake out here buying private jets and Meg Thee Stallion having shorties clean up beaches, men are useless, right? I'm like, oh, that's a funny joke, right?
Yeah.
So I retweeted and I'm just like, who turning down a free jet, right? LOL, right? Just man, like, man. Just joking, right? So I don't know if y'all know her. What's shorty name? Jamela Lemieux. You ever heard of her? Heard of her? She's like a YouTube. She's like a personality, I guess.
Okay,
right?
okay.
So she took that tweet and she was like, "You see how useless men are?" I'm like, "Yo, like, shorty."
And the thing with Evan on Twitter, he's popping. So like, one tweet will go viral.
Yeah,
like, so he'll have a viral tweet a day. That's how crazy this man is.
So I'm on it. I mean, like, it's a joke. Everybody laughing, but her. You know what I mean? But I'm useless. But the thing is, for me, it's like, "Yo, bro, like, why are you so angry? Like, at the world, like, to jump down? You know what I mean?"
He said, "But I'm useless." Yeah. And I'm the one that's making Twitter go
hard. I'm just having fun, but like, that's how I'm like, yo, people gotta relax, man.
Yeah.
It's the environment, though, bro. Like, bro, niggas is cereal, bro. And niggas' environment is dirty ass milk, negative ass milk. But niggas been sitting in that shit for years.
Soaking.
Like, don't even know that they in a dirty ass milk bowl. Like,
yeah, you're sitting there, bro. Like, I can't do it, miserable people. Bro.
Nah, bro. What are you feeling, though? What are you
feeling? I'm feeling this new future about to drop.
Bird's not feeling it.
I don't know.
Bird's,
bro.
Come on, bro. Hendrix, the Wizard.
No, Hendrix, fire. Wizard,
Future, the self-titled one.
Yeah, that was fire.
Yeah,
but I like mixtape Future.
Like, I like mixtape.
I like the Beast Mode.
The most disrespectful version of Future.
Astronaut.
You don't like Future
status,
when he's in the sad like, bag.
Okay, because Hendrix was like that, right?
Sad,
so, but I don't know, man. I listened to Wizard, but I wasn't really paying attention like that. Yeah. I think it was just the same shit.
Yeah. You know what else I'm not feeling? The sneaker game is crazy, bro.
Yo, this shit's disgusting.
It's disgusting right now, bro. I tried to cop some Steve Harrington Air Forces, bro. Air Forces, my G. I'm like, all right. I ain't getting them on when they drop, so I'm like, all right, bro, I'll pay the little up. I said, 125 Air Forces, that should be an easy cop, right? I go on StockX and all these sites, they hit me with the 350. I'm like, disgusting, bro.
There's nasty price.
There's no way Air Force
with
should
the
be
350.
Come on, bro.
It's a rape game right now. It's a bunch of combos grabbing everything early, trying to resell
and,
it for
and
a high,
them back
bro.
On there.
But it's like, it's not even. It's more of a business now versus like a status type of thing. Like I feel like when we were growing up, like, we was fucking with it because Jordan was Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was a legend. Or even like, we knew of his legacy, right? Because we out of, let's say, he's done by the time we copied him.
Yeah.
But we know of his legacy. Now it's just like, oh, them shit's gonna be worth. It's like real estate now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's gonna be worth something. I'm taking this now. Like, I'm putting money aside for this.
Like, they wasn't out there when we was at Extra Butter. You know what I mean?
Word.
Trying to get them joints.
In the basement,
Roosevelt Field.
Waiting
for the ticket. 4 a.m.
Yo.
Freezing. Like,
waiting for the gate to open. You see your pair come to the restaurant. You're like,
People, you wasn't there. Shout out to Cameron.
Yeah, before the mall.
You wasn't outside.
That shit is real estate now. They like, oh, what?
So that's what I'm feeling, not feeling. What about y'all, man?
Go ahead, Malcolm.
I'm not feeling. Damn, what am I not feeling? I ain't going front. Because I say a lot of shit. People be feeling upset, but I don't give a fuck. I'm not feeling anybody who has anything to say about anybody who's doing what they love.
Like,
I'm not feeling these hating ass parents.
Yo, who not parents they, really don't understand.
Who not letting their kids chase their dreams. I'm not feeling y'all. Like, who wants some real go to school shit? Like, yo, listen.
It's hard for them, though, bro. They grew up in that early.
In that environment. They in that dirty milk. Get up out that dirty milk, mom.
That might be the name of the episode. Dirty milk is the name of the episode.
Dirty milk.
Get up out that dirty milk. I'm not feeling that. Yo, life is short, my nigga. And I tell y'all, I appreciate y'all even doing this shit.
Nah, that's love.
Because niggas don't even do shit like this, bro. Like, y'all really the, like, kind of the only niggas I know that even have a podcast like that are really moving.
We
kept pushing him to do it, and then he just hit me like, yo, you want to tag along, you want to be a co-host? And I'm like, I'm learning,
my nigga. Nigga, I can go outside right now and get hit by the ugliest bus ever, nigga. Like,
yeah, that can be a rap.
But guess what, nigga, I'm gonna leave hella art here. Niggas is gonna be inspired. Like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm leaving all my ideas here. So when somebody is hating on their kid trying to chase their dreams, we not feeling it, nigga. Bing, dirty milk.
Dirty.
But you know what else inspires me, bro? Because it's a lot of people from the town doing it, bro. Like, we got Chu, got us, you got Gabby, bro.
Gabby's killing shit.
She's
the homie.
Bodying.
Every time I see Gabby, it's always love. She's killing shit, bro.
Shout out to Gab,
bro.
But this is what niggas don't get. And this is for you niggas that don't get it. And for y'all that kind of get it or kind of scared. all you have to do is just do it.
Do it, bro. Like,
yeah. Do it, bro. The shit I'm doing now, bro, I wouldn't even have thought I'd be doing this shit right now.
Bro. The hardest part is starting, bro.
Once you start, it's like, there's nothing else to do but just keep starting. That's even it. If you stop, keep starting.
And what's crazy is whenever I text Malcolm, bro, it'll always be about, like, making the beats. Like, yo, don't worry, bro. Before the year's over, I'm going to have a beat for you. Yeah. And I be procrastinating. So this summer, I'm going to have it. I'm going to try to have, like, a little small tape of beats.
Do it, bro. It's not I had that try. NPC do just it. Sitting You don't there. Even try, bro. Yeah. I don't even, bro, fuck trying, bro. Yeah. Just go, bro. No, if you got to go to fuck. But this is the thing, bro. You see that nigga that be at McDonald's sitting there with the laptop, bro? Yeah. Like, he's, I don't know what the fuck he's working on, bro, but he's working on something.
He's chopping up something. Yeah.
He's working on something, bro. Yeah. Even if you got to go to, like, Sam Ash, bro, every day with the headphones on, like, bro, we don't even understand how blessed we are until we leave the country.
Yeah.
You see niggas really struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
You see people really.
They looking at us like, yo, y'all got all these resources.
All the resources, yeah, bro. Yeah. You're right. You're
everything.
Right. That's real, bro.
I'm not feeling you hating ass parents.
Yeah, man.
What I am feeling... A shorty that motivates her man. I'm feeling that.
Shout out
to all the motivating females out there. All you gotta do is big your man up. If you don't, ladies, if y'all don't know what a man wants, he wants you to build them up. Make him feel like he's a king. He gonna make you feel like you're a queen. Right. Let him, you know what I'm saying? If the mixtape is whack though, you gotta keep it 100.
100,
baby.
Yeah.
Keep it 100.
You have to, bro. You gotta tell people when they shit is whack, bro. Like, sometimes you have to.
And that's my thing, bro. A lot of people don't fuck with me because. I guess I'll keep it to 100. Like, I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but if it don't fit my standards, I'm not going to lie to you about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
But that's just
my
standards.
But the thing is, too, I'm not going to come at you, yo, this shit garbage.
I'm
going to be like,
I'm not going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, yo, let me help you. I ain't feeling this, but, like, maybe you can work on it this way. You know what I mean?
Facts.
That kind of shit. So what about you, Renee? What you feeling, not feeling?
I'm feeling this weather, bro. I'm feeling the energy.
I'm not feeling it.
I like, nah.
My nose is running right there.
Bro, the pollen sweet, bro.
But nah.
They did a sweet.
80 degrees, bro, is feeling good. I'm feeling the energy, like, what we talking about now and, like, what I was talking with some people the past 2-3 weeks
right.
of just, like, doing, actually just doing what they want
to
do.
You got to.
Like, yeah, I'm feeling that.
You got to.
What I'm not feeling, what was he talking about earlier? And I was like, yo, I'm going to say this. Like, we not feeling, people taxing us when we try to go to park. Like,
we're going to talk about that in a second. That's the next topic.
So I'm going to just say I'm not feeling the negative vibes. All right.
That's good. Keep it simple. That's all around.
And we're going to talk about that other topic.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now, bro. So summer's coming. It's getting warmer. I'm getting sent events left and right from all my various group chats and people. Oh, we going here. Everyday people. MoMA, people on. All these events, right? But we got to talk about some things going on that's plaguing our community. And we got to lay down some summer ground rules.
Yes, yes.
I may have talked about this before in the podcast, but it's like it's always got good to give people refreshers, you know? So, all right, first thing, number one, don't tax my bottle, bro. People are too grown to be taxing people's bottles.
You mean like in the spot?
Yeah, like, all right, yo, my man, you want a squid? Cool, but if you on your third, fourth squid, you just put in on the bottle.
Feel me? Like when Mad Heads be trying to ask for that bottle you got.
Oh, man.
Feel me? Even though it's bring your own bottle type shit.
That'd be my...
Like, where you feel me? I'll give you a cup, give you a little swig, whatever, but you asking for too much.
Yeah, you got to put something
like,
down.
Like, yo, last one, bro. It's your third cup. Come on, homie.
Yeah, like, you got to tell me something.
My thing is, niggas is grown.
You ain't put it on
his
working.
Get your own bottle, G.
Facts.
Bring your own bottle.
If you don't want to spend money, hey, go get that Bacardi. I'm not going to sit with you, but do that. You know what I'm saying?
Or provide something. Bring the tree or something.
Something, bro. You got to come through a bag or something. I can't stand that. That shit bothers me.
Shit. Oh, I got one more thing.
What else?
Bring your own bottle. Bring your own bitch.
Oh, true.
Because, you know, we spoke about it before.
Like, yo, you don't be bringing no bitches.
I hate that, yo.
Yeah.
If you invite me to a function, don't tell me invite women, bro.
Like,
I'm going
it's
to
your
the
party.
Function to meet women. It's your function. You should be providing that.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yo, Carter, come through and bring some bitches.
Like, nah, like, where your bitches at?
Yeah, like,
my bitches is my bitch.
Yeah, I'm not bringing them to your function.
When I leave, they leave it.
In fact.
That's true. When I move, you move. I don't like that, bro. Like, just provide if you're going to have an event, provide what you need or charge heads.
Like,
it's really that simple.
No, I'm not feeling. I'm going to say this for the record. I'm not feeling people that be following my exes on Instagram that went to high school with me and they be trying to slide in their DM.
Bro, it's an evil world we live in.
It's an evil world we live in. I hate it. Yo, like, hate bro, these ain't your joints. Like, you know that's not your joint. You know you've seen her from me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just a type, like, I don't like messing with nobody's joint.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
if I had it before you, and we know each other and I had it before you, I might slide on it.
Bro. But other than that,
I don't want nobody to know dress I'm on. Don't
try. My thing is, if we in the same circle, bro, like niggas know, especially from the Dell, bro. We a lot of us run in the same circle. So you know my joints, bro. Yeah, so like either tap in with me or just leave it alone, bro. That's it.
We had a little something going on last summer.
Couple niggas like hard eyes and all type of shit on bitches from Brooklyn. Bitches from Brooklyn that you don't even know. You don't even know her, homie.
That'd be the filth.
Get out of here with that. I don't do that shit. So that shit is kind of corny.
That's some Joe, all the things your man won't do type vibes. Yeah. Like, I ain't like that, bro. Don't do that, bro.
Get your own bitches. Bring your own bitches. Bring your own bottle.
Bring your own bottles. That's a lot. Yeah, have a good DJ, too. That'd be the issue.
Please.
A lot. Please. Have a good DJ. Pay for the DJ, bro. Don't have your cousin Barrington, you know, come through.
I'm out of here.
He downloading shit while he DJing.
Yeah.
He playing YouTube ads and shit.
Yeah. He playing Many Men. Yeah. Don't do that, bro.
At the summer function.
Yeah, bro.
He playing Many Men. Shaggy, bro.
Speaking of Many Men, bro.
Playing It Wasn't Me in the Many Men. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, boy, 50.
It Wasn't Me into Many Men.
That's disgusting. That happened?
That happened?
You was there, bro. You seen
I'd him. Listen.
I don't want to expose nobody. Cause I DJ, bro. Like, that's trash.
You know what's crazy? I would recommend to people you to DJ. Like, people like, yo, they need DJ. Hit Card up. Hit Tony up.
Yeah.
Hit
Gabby up. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like nobody wants, I don't know. Once somebody wants a price to DJ, it's like, nah, it's a dub.
Yeah.
But you get what you...
But you want a good function, though.
Yeah. Facts. You gotta pay that back. Yeah.
That's it. It's negotiable.
It is.
That's what I'm trying to tell people, too.
That's trash. Many Men into shit. Oh, it wasn't. Either way. It don't
either
even
way,
matter.
Any way you slice way. It, it's not it, bro. Yeah, man. What else? What are some rules you got, man?
Other rules?
What about you? Because you're the driver, bro. So what is your rules?
Oh, yeah. If I'm going more. Oh, yeah. If the ride is more than, like, 10 miles.
10 miles? Where you going? Connecticut, bro?
No,
like, how deep are you
10
going?
Miles ain't, 10 miles ain't far.
I know what you're saying, bro.
If it's more than like 10 miles, bro, you might have to come off that gas.
Y'all going to Suffolk to function?
Nah.
I'm never going. Never again, bro. Nah. That was a dark era, bro.
Yeah.
Suffolk is not it for the function. There's some lit people in Suffolk, but as a whole.
Suffolk is different, though, bro. Yeah. Like, they don't have sidewalks, bro.
Nah, Suffolk like the South.
They don't have sidewalks.
Suffolk's like the area.
Bro, they got septic tanks.
Yeah, that's definitely.
That's just, I had to let that breathe because septic tanks, G? Come on.
It's different out there.
It's different,
it's
bro.
It's like the A, bro.
Yeah. I felt like I was in Tennessee coming through certain parts of, like,
Suffolk. Like, well, how east you go to, that shit get.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no lights.
Were you there with that function we went to and we thought
was that a church?
Nah, I wasn't. Oh. I've been to the church function, too. At an actual church. It was like a Halloween party at a church.
I think I was there.
When I was in high school, though.
Yeah, that sounded like some high school show. Yeah, I was about to say that.
It was like a Halloween party, but it was in the church, but they were scrapping in there. Like, it was kind of... it was the one right in
the
scene.
I was there. Near front, right?
That was a lit function.
On Union 11 Northern and shit.
They was in there scrapping in a church on Halloween. So, but like, we went to one joint. I forget where we was at. We was in like Brentwood, one of them. We was with Rashida and them.
Yeah.
So we in there, we just walk in, bro. Yeah. Like, we on the walk-in, we in there dapping everybody. We in there 2 minutes. Boom, boom. We like, oh, mind you, it's like 300 kids in there, bro. Yeah. Like,
I remember I was there.
So we running, everybody running out, woo-wah, woo-wah. Yeah. I see Ralph, he stiff-arming shorty, bro. Like, no cap.
Yo.
Hey, if you know Ralph, you know.
Hey, big dude.
Yo, Ralph, stiff-arm shorty, got at it.
That's like Ndamukong Suh coming at you.
Yeah, like, son. So, like, we get outside. Warren Sapp. Everybody know what happened. Police did whoo-wop. Oh, speaker blew. But it was...
Yeah,
so, like,
speaker did.
It sounded crazy, though.
It sounded like a shoddy one.
Yeah, we ain't got no time to figure out what it is.
Yeah,
big boy. But mind you, Shout out to the homie Carly on, but he was in the parking lot. Wow.
Shirt
bro.
Off, shirt smack.
Yo, anybody want to scrap? I'm like, yo, bro.
It's not that type of party.
Yeah. Like, everybody's trying to get home now. Like,
yo, that's funny as
hell. Carly on my brother, but he drink, he turned into Tupac. I
my nigga,
see
what?
He turned into Tupac, bro.
That's funny as hell.
Death Row Pac, too. Yo, not even.
Yo, I'm
not
out.
Brenda got a baby. Death Row. Hit him up. Hit him up, Pac, bro, when he off the drink, bro.
Yo,
yo, that's real, though, man.
That's funny. Shit,
but be safe this summer. Like, facts. Don't do anything stupid. If you know something's gonna get shot, stay home. Like, word. You know,
I think it's gonna be a.
It was one summer we was summer. Just like we was running from shit shots. Like,
it was like a good like
that was like summer 2014, 2013.
Yeah. We was just like every
2013,
function
definitely
2013. Like,
yeah, yeah,
because everybody was in college.
No, it was the same summer the Four Locos hit the streets.
Oh, so I was senior
like
year.
2010, yeah, 2010.
Yeah,
I was like, the unfiltered Four Locos. Once they hit the streets, bro, they was running amok. People was getting slumped. People was popping shots.
Said the unfiltered Four Locos.
Yeah, because you know they had to switch up the batch on them. You know,
Coke was in that
Four
one.
Locos was the shit.
I ain't never drank one.
I never tried.
I seen the way the bodies were dropping. Yeah, and I was like,
I didn't want to be that.
I was definitely sipping them shits in like 10th grade. Like,
bruh,
shout out to the homie Cafel, bro. Like, I remember he went on a trip. I think he went to like Six Flags or something. He was like, I'm going to take a sip of the Loco. Next thing you know, I get pictures. Yo, look at your boy slump. He can't even. He on the trip. My boy was out here sad, bro. Yo, that was a dark summer. I remember that, man. But
yo,
just be safe. Be cool this summer.
Facts.
You know,
stop taxing people on their bottles.
Yo, and get up out of bed, son. Like, get up.
Go
like,
do something.
Yeah,
bro.
Facts,
like, even if you laying in something overnight, right, and you spend the night in something overnight, bro, get up.
Have an escape plan.
Yo, have an escape plan, but she shouldn't be trying to keep you in bed either, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nah,
enjoy the summer, especially in New York, bro. Like,
that's a fact.
Once that October hit, it's a wrap. Back to the bring out the jackets, you know, all that.
It's cold.
Cold, bro.
I'm enjoying myself, so I'm going after every opportunity I get, bro.
I don't know about that either. Bro, I don't know about that either. You gotta stay in some events. You
gotta
skip.
Stay in the house.
No. I'm not saying not that type of events. I'm just saying I'm saying like those type of events. You know, like certain people might be at where you could probably network with. And stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
I'm
like every
those,
opportunity
yeah,
that
yeah,
comes
those.
My way or whatever.
I'm at those.
I ain't gonna go to like your regular backyard shit or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like
we're
kind of too grown for them joints now. Like that was good when we was young bulls.
If
like,
it ain't a bashment party, that's really it. I'm probably gonna stay in the crib.
Yeah, I ain't going to no regular parties no more like that. Like, it gotta be a reason.
Yeah. Reason. I'll come through a kickback, but it ain't a kickback if you got 200 people there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There ain't that much kicking back going on.
Yeah, bro. So,
everybody on point.
Yeah. I feel like, but the thing about the UNL too, I feel like it'd be one event. Yeah, somebody have an event in the town and everybody just come through. It'd be like a class reunion. You see everybody, but that'd be the one event for the summer. You see
everybody
you
know? Which might be Saturday. So June 8th,
it's gonna be done by the time they hear this, bro.
It's
gonna be over.
My fault, y'all. Well, if you wasn't there, you missed out.
You missed it.
Word. We throwing what's the name tomorrow? Smoke Your Shit event.
Okay.
At a secret location.
Secret location.
It's $50. You get 4 grams of top shelf bud. As soon as you walk in, you get 5 marijuana infused wings, and you get a complimentary drink.
Can't beat that. Word, so. If you missed out on that, too bad.
It's late to see it.
That's not like a good function, man.
Word. You know what I'm saying? We on Eventbrite.
Yo, people love Eventbrite.
We on Eventbrite with it. And you don't get the location till after the day of.
I mess with Eventbrite, but Eventbrite, people putting their baby shower on Eventbrite. People throw any event on Eventbrite.
He looked over like, what?
Man. But anything else you want to talk about, Benil? Like, is there anything pressing for you? Because it's not really a lot going on in the news, bro. Nah. I was going to talk about the Future Sierra thing, but who cares? Nah. It's redundant.
What happened with Future Sierra?
So Sierra was on that Red Table Talk show.
My God.
So you know the vibes that was coming off on there, bro.
Yo, that show is like putting niggas in a dirt nap. Like, yo, oh my God, putting niggas in headlocks.
It's like the new Wendy Williams low-key. Like, people like, just going in there to get their issue off, you know?
What she say now?
Like, she basically was just like, oh, yeah, I wasn't happy with Future. Like, okay. Like, we get that. Like, it makes sense. You broke up
with him. You got a whole...
Yeah, but, you know, she just was going there talking about Russ and that. But, you know, the internet going... Give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. So they're coming up with narratives and storylines and all that. Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, one thing I wanted to talk about real quick. My cousins recently lost their crib to a fire. Damn. Yes, the landlord set it on fire because that's what I'm hearing through other family members, that the landlord set it on fire because they couldn't kick them out. Mm. I'm not sure where they live. I want to say Queens, but I feel like they moved from Queens. But so I mean, they're probably still back in Queens now because that's where her mother is and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're probably staying with their grandmother and stuff. Yeah.
That's trash.
I will provide
The link will be in the description. GoFundMe and all that.
Yeah. And I low key like hate to do stuff like that, but a dollar, it doesn't matter. Like,
go donate to that.
Yeah, you feel me?
Word.
And I'll tweet it out and all that, but yeah. I'm not the type of person to really be promoting stuff like that, but it's family, so I'm definitely, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Nah, it makes sense, bro. You
shit is crazy. Like, fuck that lady. That's
some hater stuff. Fucked
up. That's some real hater shit.
Yeah.
You gotta be a real hater. Like, yo, I'm gonna burn up my own
family. Yeah, bro, she come from that dirty milk, my
dirty
nigga.
Dirty milk? No, it all comes back to the dirty milk, bro.
That's that dirty milk, bro. Like, that's trash.
Speaking of more dirty milk, can we talk about this whole Beyonce Jay-Z at the Warriors game thing? Oh, y'all see that?
Yeah, I don't think it was that big of a deal.
People
had to go crazy.
This is my issue, bro. That stan culture, super fans, it gotta relax, dog. Cause they was in that lady mentions giving her death threats and all that, like.
Word?
Yeah. So to basically break down what happened. So
the dream when she leaned over, she was leaning over.
Yeah. So the woman that leaned over is actually like one of the owner's wives of the team, bro. Mm. So she has a rapport with Jay because Jay always goes to like the Warriors games during the finals, whatever happened. Mm-hmm. So he's there and Beyonce's sitting across from them. I mean, in between them. So she's leaning over. It's a finals game, so it's loud in there, right? So she leans in and she asks Jay, yo, you want a line with your drink? She's like doing drink orders, like for everybody. So she's doing that and she like comes across and Beyonce kind of like makes her face towards her, whatever, what have you. But I don't think it was not like
Of course they're gonna drag it because Beyonce.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. So like, but Beyonce gave like a little face, like, all right, yo, get out of here, whatever, what have you. But then like her fans found Shorty Instagram. They sent her like B emojis and thing talking about, I'm gonna kill you, whoop. The lady was on TV crying and all that because of that. Yeah, she had to deactivate all her social media because it's like,
oh my gosh,
that's
scary though, bro. Like,
just because she was ordering, trying to get whole drink orders.
What's crazy?
You know he got Deuce.
Like, yo, it was crazy. She's like a billionaire, and that offended her.
That offended
her. Like, she felt the way.
Yeah, bro.
And social you're making more money than all those people that are tweeting about
it. It doesn't matter, bro.
But like, I know. It's just crazy. Like, anybody, you let that.
It don't matter who you are. If you had a mob of people coming at you.
You can't let none of that shit bother you though, bro.
No, yo, you
can't. It's hard,
turn,
bro.
Yo,
you gotta like turn that.
Turn it off.
That's why I
turn
off fuck the everybody, app, bro. Like,
muting everybody. I don't know,
nigga. If my grandmother ain't rocking with me, it's fuck you too. Like, real shit. Like that's how, bro. That's the only way.
The only way
to survive in this generation, bro, and to be like great and be yourself, bro. You gotta say fuck everybody. I don't give a fuck about what nobody think about me, bro. Like not even my little brother, nigga. Like, like real shit. You cannot care, bro.
You can like listen and take it in, but after that, you don't really have to care.
I don't gotta make, bro, this shit my life, like, at the end of the day, bro. Yeah. Like, it's a 1-to-1 casket ratio.
Yeah.
And I ain't, bro. As long as I fuck with me, I'm cool. Like,
yeah, that's pretty much it, bro.
1-to-1 casket ratio.
It's true.
Bro, real rap.
You only go in there by yourself, bro.
Steal that shit real quick.
Nigga, I'm gonna put that on my
throat. Real rap, bro. Yo, that's bro, why I'll be like, fuck.
No, I'm Brunel. Brunel is the. He's an active. He'll post on IG and delete it. Like his whole thing.
He don't got no pictures. Ain't your shit like no.
I don't post.
So you know what's so funny? So I'm out. Like I'm out and like the podcast has a decent following. So like we'll be out and people will see me and be like, oh yeah, where's Benil? I'm like, yeah, Benil. I ain't with him right now. We're not always together. She was like, all right, so let me get his Instagram and give Shorty the Instagram. Why doesn't he have any pictures? I'm like, I can't explain.
Who
like,
we asking about?
like different shows. When I went to the Cuffin in the City thing, right? So
hold up, all right, ladies, I'm gonna start posting my pics now.
Now you want to be
checking for me, Mr. Invisible.
Nah, stay in the dark, Mr. Dark Man.
You're right. I'm staying. Definitely gonna stay in the dark.
So yeah, but I was at the Cuffin in the City thing like in February, and Shorty was like, "Yo, yeah, you do the podcast? Where's Benel?" I'm like, "Benel ain't here." Then he gets Instagram. Ain't no pictures.
I don't post.
I don't post. He go on Twitter. He be having the meme Twitter post. It'd be like funny, bro.
That's crazy. That's ill, though, bro.
Like, that's different. His gimmick. That's like your gimmick.
I figured
now.
I'd rather just post in the story, have y'all view for 24 hours. That's it.
But the thing is, what you just said with the 1-to-1 casket ratio, he'll post a picture now, that's going to be his caption. The one day, he's going to have an affair. You know, no, the Supreme. Bro. You know, Brunel. He's going to do it. Yeah, I mean,
24 hours. It's cool.
Yeah, it's gone. You had your chance, lady. You should have screenshotted it.
But that's ill, though, bro. And you still have like a couple hundred followers.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. You have a lot of followers for somebody who doesn't post.
That's great. That's ill, bro.
That's a talent. It's a skill. But yeah, all right, before we get up out of here, man, watch a long segment. Thank you for the feedback from last time.
Thanks.
We're going to do it again. It's a heated contest in the Twitter and Instagram. Choices were Montel Jordan, Get It On Tonight, and Wait a Minute by Ray J. You know who won. The forefather of everything we love, Ray J.
Ray J.
Like, to quote the great Vince Staples, everything comes back to Ray J,
Ray
bro.
J, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, think about back in the day. They used to have 7 Degrees from Kevin Bacon. That was like a game they played. Mm. 7 Degrees from Ray J. You can bring anybody back to Ray J, bro. Think about it. Tristan Thompson, I'll bring him back to Ray J right now.
Facts.
When we break it down?
Break it down.
All right, so Tristan Thompson, right?
Yeah.
Did it, Khloe Kardashian, got a baby with Khloe Kardashian. Mm-hmm. It's Khloe Kardashian's sister.
Kim Kardashian,
who Kim Kardashian used to mess with.
Ray J. Boom.
The God.
LeBron, too. LeBron, no Tristan. Tristan, no. I'm telling you, everything comes back to Ray J.
Yo, my son got his own one. Ray J had AirPods before AirPods had AirPods.
Ray J's the new Steve Jobs, bro.
Yo, my pop said he trying to cop.
And he got bikes, bro.
You want to cop the Ray?
Scooty bikes,
bro. Oh, I didn't see that.
No funny shit, Ray J's the GOAT, bro.
He's black Steve Jobs. I try to tell people all the time. They think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I know these things.
To reinvent yourself in this industry, bro, you got to be a
And nobody's done it more than Ray J. Only person that's reinvented themselves more than Ray J is Hov.
Yeah, but Hov never gave you the impression that he might have fell off.
It's not about, I don't think reinventing about falling off, it's just about adapting to the environment. Okay. Snoop and Hov, I feel like the only people that have reinvented themselves.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Snoop Lion.
Who really like reinvented themselves and is still hot right now?
Tyga.
Because
it was curtains for Tyga, bro.
Facts. Yo, I was going to say Tyga,
The GOAT of all.
Every time you think Tyga fall off or whatever.
That's why I tell artists. I feel like every artist is
a
one
new
hit away.
In the summer.
One hit away from being back, bro.
Bro.
That's all it takes. Because it was a quiet. Raptor Rack City, all that. He was a meme.
I'm in the coconut. Rack City. You know what hot song isn't he on right now?
Tyga, bro.
Tyga.
It's that guy. T-Raw.
Yo, you know what I didn't know?
What?
That Young Berg is a producer.
Oh, bro. Hitmaker.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that, bro.
Hitmaker's the GOAT. Bro, every song got Hitmaker.
Yeah. Hitmaker. And
he's killing
people. Don't even know that's Young Berg, bro. Yeah. Remember when he got beat up by like 50 dudes and they took his chain?
Took his chain,
his chain went on tour, bro.
Yeah. Real rap.
Without him. That's the chain,
and
bro.
He's Hitmaker now. He's getting paid, bro. He's getting paid crazy.
That was my song, that Hey Sexy Lady. Yeah. That was my song.
That joint, he had another joint,
the business
too.
Joint, remember?
The business.
Yeah.
That was on every shorty.
Every time
MySpace.
I heard that song, I was in the chair getting my hair cut. That was the only time I would hear that. I would see the video. I mean, like,
That was a slap, bro.
That was the 106 in Park days, feel me?
So he made that, baby, come give me something.
People don't even know that
beat. What else got Hitmaker on it right now that's hot right now? It's something that's crazy on fire right now. He made, he's been killing.
He made that Big Sean Bounce Back record. Please forget about that too.
Wow.
Hitmaker. Yeah.
He making bang.
Wow.
Shout out to Berg. Shout out to Hitmaker.
That's reinventing yourself.
Facts.
That's reinventing yourself.
But anyway, to bring it back to the GOAT, Ray J.
Yes. Even he go back to Ray J from Love & Hip Hop. Come on, son.
Layers.
Crazy.
Layers.
I'm
trying to say.
Ray J
ain't
the
just
GOAT.
Me. It's something going on, Ray J. Black Steve Jobs. All right, so we're gonna tap in. I don't know how we gotta maneuver this for everybody to see. So we have ads right now because I'm definitely not getting YouTube ads.
I got that shit only because they let you like put shit on repeat, and I be like stealing beats off YouTube.
Turn up a little bit, but I don't want the SoundCloud guys to snipe me. Ray J, he's in the V right now. Oh, shout out to Lil Kim in this video too. I forgot.
Lil Kim's in a V too.
Lil Kim used to look mad good, bro.
Nah, she did.
She does black excellence.
They pulled up to the club.
He didn't pay though.
And he got right in.
No Eventbrite for Ray J.
Pharrell has a full mustache.
Yeah, that was a weird era for Pharrell.
He was on fire too though. Pastor Cavassier, this
Britney Spears joint.
Or the Nori joints.
Yeah. So time out, hold on. My man's in the club with the wife beater over his
neck. Over his neck.
But still on his shoulders. Abs out in the club.
Chain out.
Yo, Ray J. It's a little legend.
And he's wrapped up right next to the DJ. Mood.
Yo, vibes. Once I get abs, it's a wrap.
I don't see no dudes in this club other than him.
It's Ray J. He bring them out.
The bartender's a dude and Pharrell. That's it.
Bro, that's it.
As soon as he came in, he said, yo, give me two.
That's the bar back right there. That's
yeah, he said,
look at them. Disrespectful. Getting, hold that. Don't even count me. Don't
you threw the money on the counter.
Don't count away. Just take it.
Turned away disgusted.
Whatever's left is tip.
His jacket is large, like larger than him.
That's when everybody used to wear the 3X, 8Xs. Yeah.
Brandy pulls up in the fucking Land Rover.
I'm just happy
that
she
was at a G-Wagon.
Happy she didn't hit nobody. You know her vibe.
Yo.
You know her vibe.
Is his do-rag brown and his jacket is blue?
That's fashion.
That is fashion.
He killed me with the little fedora joint on, too. He getting a lot of looks in this video, bro.
Yo.
This might be Pharrell's hardest beat, though. I'm sorry, bro. It's up there. It has to be like top five hardest Pharrell beats, bro.
Nah, this is a good ass beat, though.
Yeah. It's a fire beat, but nah.
It don't sound like Midnight Club. You know what I mean? I thought that was Cass.
Well, I was like, who is that?
You know, rappers always had their little side dudes getting bars off, too.
Sidekick.
They have one hit. The best side dude ever, Murphy Lee.
Ooh.
Murphy Lee had some joints.
Murphy Lee had it. That was Murphy Lee just now.
What the hook gonna be? Stay woke.
Damn, I'm trying to think who had the best side dude other than Murphy. Yo.
What the hook? This is a fire little Kim verse, too.
Sex. Now it's mad dudes in the club.
She rung him out.
Sex.
Oh wow, they're gonna do that old 50 Money, Jackie Long.
Hold on,
Jackie Long.
Nigga, what's that Esquire?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I must have Esquired the video.
This is the Iverson era, bro.
Yeah, Iverson changed everything.
That's when everybody had braids.
I'm telling you, other than Jordan, he's the most influential player ever.
That's a fact. That Brandy burn?
That's a bar. Yo, I want to be an extra in one of these videos so bad. He got the CGI women in the street.
Oh my god. Yo, they know it right
now.
Hold
up, when did a coupe have hydraulics? Wait, hold up.
Niggas put hydraulics on the sedan. Forget Ray J slash Lil Kim though. He got a legendary, Ray J got a legendary kill list. Who else got Kim Kardashian and Whitney Houston on their kill list?
He killed Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
No.
That was like his joint. He was in the movie. The Bobby Brown joint.
Never.
Swear, bro.
Oh.
Nah, you got to put some respect on
that.
Yeah,
you got serve competition in
there. Lil' Kim, Whitney Houston, and Kim Kardashian.
Inside of Warner Music Canada?
Wait, I hate when music companies be having that little faction. G-Unit South, Cash Money West,
What is that even mean?
Oh no, I hope he got his publishing, bro.
He was wearing a turtleneck. He went from a white beater to a turtleneck.
Sometimes you got to change outfits in the club. Like that's how it be sometimes.
Yo, that was a whole era.
Yo, man, shout out to Ray J, man, the god, the legend. Yo, we're going to get up out of here. One Take Carter, man. Give him your plugs. Plug yourself,
man,
bro.
I go by One Take Carter. O-N-E, Take Carter. No spaces. We chilling like always.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Tokyo Shit Show.
Yes.
Shout out
to
my homies, VCS Band, man. All the homies, they know who they are. Shout out Loke, Tony.
Shout out to Tony.
Yeah, man, it's One Take Carter on everything, man. Like I said, keep your eyes open. Treat your ideas emergencies. And stay chill, man. Appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
You got to come back, bro. You definitely got to come back on.
I'll come through, man. Break some pizza and shit next time, man.
Yeah, we're doing that. From Gino's. We ain't going to Presto's.
No, it's Presto's.
Presto's, man.
I guess, man. Bye, yo. We're going to get up here. SSID Episode 2, Season 3. Brunel, you want to give anything? You want to plug anything? You got any mixtapes you about to drop soon or something?
No, man. Really good.
All right,
we'll
get out of here.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.